Now say a short part on the Haftarah that we read yesterday in Parshas Shemini. The Gemara says it's what David, the mitzvah was that the David HaMelech was bringing the Aron. He made a place. He prepared a place in Ir David to bring the Aron that it should finally settle there. It was in the house of Avinodo, and he was bringing it up from the house of Avinodo. So the children of Avinodo, Uzo and Achio, were in charge of the Aron. They put the Aron on a Agolo Chadosh, a new wagon. And the Aron, the cows that were pulling the wagon, they started moving, and it looks like the Aron was going to fall. So Uzo grabbed hold of the Aron to prevent it from falling. Because he did that, Hashem killed him, Alashal. So it says, Aliski Ashal, that he forgot there was a Shikha, there was a toes here. Because Be'emes, the Aron is Noseus Nosov, it's a Kal V'chomer. If the Aron carries himself, so for sure he could carry the Nosim, Nosov, he carries the Nosim, he carries the Kohanim that carry him, so he could take care of himself. It's a Bizoyim that you have to go and hold of the Aron that it shouldn't fall. The Melech died because of the Bizoyim of the Aron. The Gemara says, David HaMelech called Divrei Torah, said, Miros Hayuli Chukecho Bebeis Megurai, that the Torah was like a song. When I was running away, I was in Tsar, in Golus, and the Torah was my song. The guy, Kodesh Baruch Hu, said to him, David, you're calling the Torah Miros, the Torah that it says, Hashoyif Einecho Bo Veinenu, you blink your eye away from the Torah, and you already lose it. It's such a kinyan, so you forgot that, you called Miros, so Yechayecho, that you'll be Nichshal and Adover, Shetinokos, Shobis, Rabban, Yodin, as even small children know, that the Aron has to be carried by Kosi if you saw not on a wagon. That was his mistake. It was Nigram al Yadei, the first Indian that he called the Zemiros, so it came about that he made a mistake and he put the Aron in Argola without carrying it on the shoulders. So we have to understand what's the Midah Kemeged Midah. Hashem is showing him by the Onesh what Aveira was, what his Chesaron was. So how could you see it? How's the Midah Kemeged Midah? So thinking it could be because it says by Shevet Yisachar, Vayet Shichmo Lisbol, Vayah Menucho Kitoy, Vayet Shichmo Lisbol. So the Gemara says, Vayet Shichmo Lisbol Ol Torah. The Yisachar was Mekabel Ol Torah. It's called Al Hashechem, on the shoulders. That's the Kosik. And a person has to know that to learn Torah, you need Ba'amelus and Betzar. Vayet Shichmo to be Sova. The Shechem is what Sova, what carries. And the idea of Ba'amelus is Hashem, the Shechem, Hashem, the Ol that he puts on his shoulders. And that's why the Aron, the Torah, the Luchos that's inside is carried ala kotes, to show that you need a shichmo lispo, you have to be makriv yourself for Torah and to have a melus and your gear today to be kohen of the Torah. And since David called it Zmiros, it's like a song, something that's easy, something that's light, so to show him that it's not light, it has to be a melus, you can't run away from the gear and the melus. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Bakosif, so that's where he was Nichshal, to remind him, no, that the Torah is something that has to be Bakosif and Ba'amelus. And that's why he's Kona the King of Torah. Yashar Koyach.